I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds, heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
High five.
Oh, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors, it is 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time where I am right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. It is Wednesday night, which could only mean one thing. It is DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. Real quick, just full disclosure, we're having a little bit of technical issues. Robert dropped off right there for a second. So we had to scurry last minute to get ourselves on the air in time. And I believe I have Garrett on the line right now. Garrett, are you there?
I am. How you doing, man?
Okay, I did something right. I'm good, man. I'll bring you on in just a second. I'm just going to go through a quick rundown of stuff going on, and then we'll bring you on, and hopefully Robert will come back up sometime soon, because Robert's the cool key to getting this thing going smoothly, because I'm technically very inefficient. Once again, my name is Mike Mullins. You can find me at mikeat90%.com. If you want to head over there, shoot me a like. I'd be forever in your debt. And Robert should be with us in just a moment. His whole rig crashed literally 30 seconds before we're going on the air. So it's going to be a fun show tonight. We have our good friend from the DDP Yoga team, Garrett. How do you pronounce your last name? Sakahara?
You are actually pretty close. It is Sakahara.
Oh, awesome. Very cool. And Garrett's going to be joining us tonight, and we have a lot to talk about with him. We're going to talk about the DDP Yoga Now app, which is going to be coming out soon, the Performance Center, which I saw pictures of today. It looks amazing. And, of course, his tireless work on the Jake the Snake Roberts documentary, The Resurrection of Jake the Snake. We're excited to hear about all that, and Garrett's going to be with us in just a moment. He's with us now, but we're going to be talking to him in just a second. But real quick, wanted to put over, if you guys checked out the DDP Yoga newsletter today, you saw that there's a pre-sale sign-up for one-on-one workshops with DDP at the Performance Center. He's going to be doing one-on-one workshops, and there's a list of qualifications you need to have. You need to be a member of Team DDP Yoga. You got to be near Atlanta and a few other things. So if you get a chance, go subscribe to the newsletter right now, ddpyoga.com, and there's all kinds of information, and more information will be available soon. We'll get that to you when we get it, but right now they're doing pre-sale sign-ups for one-on-one workouts with DDP, so that's going to be a blast. And what better way to take your DDP yoga experience to the next level than to have that one-on-one time with the man himself? And also, DDP Yoga Workshop is coming up. We got all kinds of cool stuff coming up in the next few months. And as far as I know, last time I talked to Dallas, said he's feeling better. Everything is still a go, including March 21st, 2015, in LaSalle, Illinois, 5-9, May 9th, 2015. Brighton, Michigan, June 13th, St. John's, Newfoundland, and of course the DDP Yoga Retreat, July 17th through the 23rd, and October 16th through the 22nd. So nice you had to do it twice. The outpouring of people wanting to do this just became so great that a second retreat was warranted, and we are doing it this year in July and October. Head over to ddpyogaretreat.com for more information on that, and book yours today because they are filling up really quickly, almost at capacity. So you want to get on that ASAP. And I still don't have Robert yet, but without further ado, I want to bring on our guest. He is an integral member of the DDP Yoga team, between his work on the Jake the Snake Roberts documentary, to his social media work, to his constant abuse and random super kicks from Stevie Richards. Excited to welcome to One Bad Mamma Jam. I could sit here and talk to you all for an hour about Jack Burton, but tonight we're talking DDP Yoga. Welcome to DDP Radio, ladies and gentlemen, Garrett Sakahara. How are you, my
thank
brother?
Thank you so much. That's a hell of a welcome. I love it.
Nice, man. Thanks for coming on. I met Garrett in Mexico for the first time. I think Garrett was kind of new to the team, and this is my third or fourth year in Mexico. And I had a blast with you, man. We had all kinds of fun talking random 80s TV shows and just the ridiculousness that we talked about when we were together. It was a blast meeting you in Mexico. Are you coming down to the retreat this year?
I believe so. I think it's super cool that we're going to start having two of them, you know, one in July and one in October. But I have a feeling that I'm going to be going to the one in July. July is always seems to be the fun one and everything. Not that October is not going to be fun. But, you know, I remember Chris Carey, another guy in production, we were trying to convince you when you were moving that you should have just moved straight to Atlanta.
I wish I could, man. If it wasn't that whole girlfriend thing and the, like, you know, just telling me I couldn't go, I'd be down there with you guys right now.
Katie is a saint.
Oh, man. My girlfriend, Katie Nolan, she is a freaking saint. I just posted something on Facebook. I went on like a 2-minute rant in Carney, which is like a wrestler speak. You know how Carney used to spin around.
Of course.
Long enough. But I went on a 2-minute rant in Carney, and she deciphered every word, and I realized, man, this girl's a keeper.
That's great.
Hey, bro, I'm on.
And I wanted to talk to you real quick because we've seen your posts on social media. You're all over there. What's with the random Stevie attacks? Stevie's, of course, is a new member to the DDP Yoga team and a great addition to the team, and he seems to just pounce out of nowhere. I love the social media interaction between you guys. It's a blast.
Suddenly Stevie, you know, it just came out of nowhere, and that's his whole gimmick too, is he just comes out of nowhere. I mean, he'll attack me. He'll attack Nathan. I mean, any production crew member, they're not safe. And, you know, he has this great smile and everything. He's like the real, like, you know, he's going to help the kitty out of the tree and help the old lady across the street. But, man, at any point, there can be a Stevie kick right around the corner.
I'm actually going to get up and lock my door as we speak because I'm quite concerned.
Actually, I should be worried. I live with Stevie. Besides working with him, I live with him.
You know, you guys are all in that apartment together. Like, what is the dynamic with that? That's got to be the most ridiculous, like, guy talk in the history of the planet.
Okay, so we actually have a house, and what it is, it's you have Suddenly Stevie, you have Dylan Freymeyer, and then you also have Jake Snake Roberts and his daughter Cody. We all live in a house.
Oh, wow. That's good. Why hasn't Eric Bischoff or some kind of reality mogul picked up on that yet?
Oh, we were saying we need some drop cameras in here. It can definitely be entertaining. You don't need any kind of Vince Russo's. No writers necessary. It's never boring. I'll tell you that much.
That's hilarious.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes
Robert, yes. You back with us?
Yeah, I will. I've been back. I said hi a few minutes ago. I didn't know if you guys could hear it or not.
I could not hear you, man.
Mike, man, you missed something, dude. The big announcement for tonight, other than Garrett being here.
What's that?
The Las Vegas workshop, April the 13th. We're going to be in Las Vegas, the Hard Rock Hotel. We're going to have an awesome workshop out there.
Oh, I did not know that was set in stone. I didn't know it was all official yet. So I want to give us the dates for that one more time.
It's going to be April 13th. I think it's going to be 6 p.m. It's going to be a later workshop. But we're going to have we've already had a bunch of people sign up. It's going to be an awesome, awesome time out there.
And that's in correlation of DDP Diamond Dallas Page going into the Cauliflower Alley Club Circle of Friends, as well as being inducted to the Jason Sanderson Award for Humanitarian Award, which Dallas is really excited about that. I know, Garrett, you've been around him. You know, he doesn't take this lightly. That's a big deal to be honored your peers like that. Just being, you know, putting you up on a pedestal, saying you're one of our best, that's a really big deal.
It is. Plus, it's the fact, I believe in the 50 years, this is going to be the first, he's going to be the first recipient for dual awards. I don't think that's ever been done. It's always just been entry. But, yeah, he's going in for two, which is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if I told you this. I've told several people, but Jason Sanderson in the wrestling business was my mentor. Dallas is getting the Jason Sanderson Humanitarian Award. And Jason Sanderson, who's known as Wolfman, he worked in New England for many years. He actually took me in and, you know, taught me how to work and taught me the business from the ground up. And so have Dallas, my kind of like my mentor nowadays, you know, with the DDP Yoga and Jason Sanderson Award. It's kind of coming full circle to me. I'm kind of bummed I couldn't be there. I've been to the Cauliflower Rally Club many times, but I'm not going to be able to make it out this year. But it's going to be a great time with Dallas getting that award, which is a huge, huge deal. And now the workshop on top of it, April 13th. And are they doing sign-ups at the ddfyogaworkshops.com, Robert? Robert?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just checking a queue.
Oh, I was saying, are they doing the workshop, ddpyogaworkshops.com? Is that how they're signing up?
Yeah, go to ddpyogaworkshops.com. There's an image right there on the front page right when you get there, so it's pretty easy to find.
Awesome. And Robert's job is so unique on this show, and Robert has to balance, you know, being an integral part of the show and having conversation with us. But he's also, you know, getting off the air at times and queuing callers and checking callers and checking stats on the chat room. So Robert has so much to do that we don't even know about. I couldn't even imagine being able to balance all that at once. So if you hear Robert peace out every once in a while, that's why. He's got so much more to do than all of us who I just basically run my mouth for an hour, which is pretty damn easy because I do that anyways.
Now, can I put over Robert for a second?
Absolutely.
No. So Robert is, I can't even understand how many jobs and what all the tasks that he does and everything like that, but he is one of the guys that has helped me just transition. He just is always willing to help me. I ask him like these random questions. I'll call him, text him, email him, and like he has the answer right away. He doesn't, yeah, I can ask him the same 10 questions like in a period of time, and he just doesn't call me an idiot or anything. He just answers them. And like I appreciate Robert. Like Robert makes my life so much easier, and I know he makes a lot of people's lives at the crib a lot easier. So I just need to put that out there because he is a man of many hats, but he's very humble and very, very helpful.
I appreciate that, man. You know, the way I look at it, we're all a team. We're all working towards the same goal. So there's no reason for me, you know, not to be there whenever somebody needs something, you know, because you guys are always there for me. You know?
Yeah, but I always thank you and everything, but I definitely want to put it out there. And I know this isn't helping my heel persona because Stevie comes off like such a baby face, but I just want to let you guys know it's probably a little bit different than what you guys perceive. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you, Robert.
Oh, I appreciate it, man.
And Robert is not one that takes compliments very well, but you know he really is the MVP. And him not being at the crib, you know, he's so far away in Florida, you know, to be so on the pulse of everything the way he is, you know, when he's not even in the vicinity of the building, it's pretty awesome. And you know, we couldn't do the show without Robert. And Robert is an integral part of the DDP Yoga team. And we're gonna leave it at that because I know Robert's gonna kill me if I keep, you know, blowing smoke up his ass because he's not
right,
a fan
right,
of
right. Right.
Oh, you know, speaking of how wonderful I am, I got to tell you the story about what happened today, you know, when the show started. So there's like this random place where I touched my computer and it'll just go to sleep. And I haven't found it. It's, I don't know what it is, something weird. And that's what happened is my laptop just goes to sleep. And I use my laptop just for the show so I can keep everything off and keep it clean and get a good connection and everything. So it goes to sleep and I'm like, you know, there's no time. So, you know, I'm trying to get a hold of Mike. So, Mike, you've got a text for me that you probably didn't see. So I'm like, you know what, screw it. I'm going to go back to my desktop. So I go to my desktop. I take off my little USB headphones, and I go to plug them in. And when I'm plugging in the USB, my arm hits my UPS, my, you know, uninterrupted power supply. And basically, I turn off my entire desktop.
Oh, no.
So we're talking about a comedy of errors. So yeah
I was sitting there for like 4 minutes. I'm like, I thought you were just there, but you're piecing out because you said, oh no, not now, and then all of a sudden you pieced out. So I'm thinking you're getting stuff done, and after about 30 seconds before show airs, I'm like, something's not right here.
I cannot
but,
believe
anyways yeah. I wanted to talk to Garrett because Garrett, you've been a really great part of this Jake the Snake Roberts documentary. First of all, your role in the film, you do a lot of editing and stuff like that, and we know about the technical things you've done, but how has it been to see Jake, you know, come from where he was when you knew him, when you met him, or when you even heard about him? I know you came into the crib a little bit later. How has Jake's growth really just kind of come across on screen and in real life?
It's been amazing as far as the contribution, and I remember editing wise, I'm still in the learning process of that and everything like that. So I was like assistant editor And basically, and I mean, you'll probably salivate over this. I was in charge. Me and Dylan were doing research. So literally, it's me like going through and watching every pay-per-view, almost watching every promo, every interview that he did, and then just taking the best parts and just, you know, for B-roll and everything like that. So that was like, I mean, you know, you're working like hours and hours a day, but you're watching stuff that like just love. So
yeah,
that was like amazing. I mean, there were definitely tiresome nights and everything, but you have like Chris and Dylan, Nathan, Nick, all those guys really, and Steve. I mean, those guys just were workhorses around the clock. So as far as me coming in, I've been here for about a little over a year. I came in January 6th, and the only reason why I remember that is literally that was the night that, and I, you know, I don't know if I'm giving away stuff or anything like that, but Jake went back to Monday Night Raw. So literally that night was the first night I came in. So,
wow.
Which is pretty, I mean, it was pretty awesome, you know? So, and I'd met Jake before, obviously, you know, Mike, you know, I'm a big wrestling fan, big Mark and everything, but you know, I met Jake at a signing a couple years ago, and you know, I'm not going to say it was a bad experience, but you know, you could tell he was battling demons and everything like that. So to see him, the growth, and you know, there are peaks and valleys and everything. I mean, you know, just like any other person, you know, he deals with stuff on a daily basis, and it's a fight every day, but I mean, he's grown up so much, and it sounds weird for, you know, for a man of his age, but you can just tell like things just make sense now more to him, you know, and things are just processing better, and he's just got a better outlook on life. Like tonight I went out and had sushi with him, and he's smiling there, and he's just saying life is good, you know, and it's just, you know, he has all these bookings now and everything, and things are really turning around for him, and I'm like, I couldn't be happier for him. Like sometimes I want to strangle him, but at the same time, I love the guy, and you know, I just want the best for him too.
Which really proves. I mean, I remember I've told this story before. I worked with Jake in a match during my wrestling career. I think it was back probably about 05, maybe 06.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a negative experience for me. It was one of those experiences where I'm working with Jake the Snake Roberts. I'm going to learn so freaking much. This is going to be great. Just wasn't a good experience, and I came back from the show like smelling like smoke for like 2 days, and it was just like the lingering experience for me. It was just like just wouldn't go away. It was just a bad experience. And when Dallas actually told me, I was sitting with Steve and Dallas in Mexico with Dave Orth and Katie, and they told me about how they were thinking about moving Jake into the crib and, mm-hmm. and bringing him, and they're talking about the early stages of this, maybe we'll film some stuff. And I wasn't for it at first. I thought that maybe, you know, sometimes people, the perception is they're so far gone that it's only going to hurt you more to reach out, but you can't be like that. And I'm so glad they took the time, and Dallas, you know, wanting to be there for his mentor, and how this worked out for everybody, because everyone benefited from this, you know, everybody. And it's just an inspirational story that's going to resonate so much. And if I had had my choice, I wouldn't have put my brand out there for that. I wouldn't have put my name out there for that, because it's a big risk. But Dallas is a risk taker, and it's so much paid off for everybody involved.
It is, and like Dallas is so positive, like, and you know, and for what it was, and what he would tell us all the time is like he wants to repay, you know, for everything that Jake did for him, you know, go get into the business, teach them the psychology and everything like that. So I think it was really a good point to make sure that this happened. Now, and believe me, there were times, you know, he was just like, I think we should just call it. You know, I think we should maybe, you know, and believe me, when I came in, you know, there were some ups and downs, but I wasn't there the first year, you know, so there was a lot of other things where, you know, me and him, before I came out here, you know, he would just call me every once in a while when I was back in LA, and he's just like, bro, I don't know if I could do this. But, you know, he got over it, and, you know, Dallas is one of those guys, he blows up really quick, but, man, he's so mellow after that, and, like, he drops it, and it's all good. You know, so, yeah, if we were to say that this was an easy process, Steve and Dallas would definitely disagree. But, I mean, yeah, to where how this thing ended up and everything like that, it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, I mean, what I dig about the story is it tells a real story of an addiction. It's not this happy, I quit drugs, everything's great, my life is perfect now. It gives a real gritty, you know, portrayal of someone who's an addict, someone who's going to have to fight every single day. There's going to be days where he falls, there's going to be days where he's good, and it's just, it's a constant battle for somebody in that predicament. And it doesn't sugarcoat that. From what I've seen and heard from the documentary, it's a true portrayal of an addict.
Yeah, and, you know, when we were out in Slam Dance, debuting it in Park City, that first screening that we had, you know, Steve said it best when we were getting ready to show it. It was just like, all of us have seen this dozens of times, but we felt like having a real audience in there, we were watching it for the first time. And man, all of us were fighting back tears, you know, and Steve and Dallas were so gracious to bring the whole crew out there. You know, all these other movies, you just have the director, producers, and maybe some of the principal stars, but they made sure all of us were there. They made sure all of us went up on stage and everything with them. So, you know, you had everyone breaking down. I mean, all of us. There wasn't a dry eye on the stage for us. We all broke down. And then besides people just talking about the movie and asking about the process, you had people talking about, you know, oh, I had a sister who was an alcoholic and just keep fighting the fight and everything like that. And, man, it was probably the best Q&A we could have had, you know, especially for the first time. So that was amazing.
Oh, wow. I can imagine just being there. We've got Josh McAdoo on hold. I'm going to bring him on in just a second, but I just have one quick question for you. Josh, I got a question for you, but I wanted to get this in real quick. You're a big part of the DDP Yoga social media scene. You do a lot of work with the social media. And what I've really noticed that has been in a huge part of the DDP Yoga's, you know, secret to success and growth has been social media. Can you talk about the importance of like Twitter and Facebook and what that has meant to the brand of DDP Yoga?
Yeah. You know, and I by no means had any kind of background in social media. I mean, I came in trying to help with editing. I wanted to do production and with the writing, but, the position came up for social media and Dallas wanted to put me in there. I've been doing it for 3 or 4 months now, but I think it's been the last month that I've really grasped it and I really understand it now. Because, you know, when you had Christina Russell come in and then you had Stevie come in, both of them, besides whatever jobs they had, they both had experience in social media. So they both, notably Christina, really groomed me and just showed me how the process works and everything. And man, she completely taught me how to work smarter and not harder. So it's like, I think getting the stuff out there more, better content, just not repetitious stuff and not over promoting and everything like that. I mean, it's been great. But, you know, for a lot of the things, what I do is I look at all the groups. You know, we have our main DDP Yoga group, which we have about, you know, 104,000 people on there. We have a couple of the closed groups and everything. And a lot of it is in Twitter. I'm just looking around and just pulling out things and saying, oh, hey, you know, DDP Yoga, I lost 30 pounds in the last, you know, month or so. So it's like, oh, that's cool. You know, by the way, congratulations. My name is Garrett. I work directly with Dallas. I'd love to get your info and stuff like that. And, you know, and Dallas, you know, and I'm sure a lot of you listening on the radio right now know, it's like, you can hear these wives tales that like Dallas calls people, but he literally does. So like, literally I'll make a list for him. And then he'll just, all right, bro, let's go down the list and let's call some people. And he'll call people and, man, you know, makes their day, makes their week, you know. So I think that's very special.
It's not like a job for him or a task. He loves to do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You can tell, like, when he's on there and, like, you know, and I love sometimes he'll put on speakerphone and they're just blubbering. You know, they just don't know what to do because it's Diamond Dallas Page. But it's so... After a while, they make it real. He makes it realize that it's just Dallas Page. You know, it's like, it's not like this big persona over the top. He cares, you know, and he just wants everyone to do well. And as long as they're willing to put in the work, he'll stand there beside and help you along your way, you know.
And without getting too much into, like, you know, the business and stuff like that, something like that, like when Diamond Dallas Page calls me on the phone, I'm going to be, you know, with DDP Yoga for life. That's an experience for me. That's something I tell my kids. Hey, I got a phone call from Diamond Dallas Page, 3-time world champion. That personal connection he gives with people is a big deal to a lot of people. You know, we've been around him enough where, you know, we know Dallas and it's, you know, the novelty is kind of, you know, not as big anymore, but someone, you know, from in the middle of nowhere, gets a call from Diamond Dallas Page. That's something he goes and tells his friends with, and he's loyal for life.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of it isn't even like those stories. A lot of it is he'll, you know, Robert has those sheets and everything like that, and he'll be like, all right, give me 10 people who bought the program today and give me the phone numbers. And then he'll just call people and just say, hey, it's Diamond Dallas Page. A lot of times it'll be a hang up or, yeah, right, you know. But then he'll call back and be like, no, this is really Diamond Dallas Page. Do you have any questions on the program? I'm glad you purchased it. And, you know, it's just, you know, that's just, who does that? You know, you look at all those other, I don't want to say fitness gurus, you look at all those other people, and the attention to detail isn't there, you know?
Absolutely, and just a social media presence. But we're going to bring on Josh McAdoo. He's been waiting for a while, but I still want to continue to talk to Garrett, and I think Josh might have a question for Garrett as well. Josh, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going, guys?
What's up?
How you doing?
Doing good. Garrett, I got a question for you. A lot of us that aren't obviously have like a lot of you know, the close connections and I guess in town support group. You know, we got a lot of the social media stuff, and I've built a lot of friendships like through that after, you know, being around for 2 years with DDP Yoga. But I mean, you have the exact opposite of that. You guys got people all around like day and night. And I mean, how do you deal with like, I mean, you can't always be positive, right? We always have our, we have our moments or whatnot. And like, how do you guys deal with being in a house full of, you know, people like being on you constantly? Is it, you know, obviously it's a positive thing, but like, how do you deal with those days when you don't want to do something, or like, man, I don't want to work out today, or like, you know, just kind of in that funk?
No, I mean, that's a great question, because, you know, any job is any job. I mean, this is not a normal job. This is like, at times it's like fantasy camp, and at times, you know, it's very rewarding. So, I mean, I think the thing too is the whole crib family, everyone gets along. You know, I was born and raised in California, so I left everybody to come out here. So it's like the only people I know are the crib crew, but it's like everyone actually enjoys hanging out with each other outside of work too. So it's not just like, oh, hey, how's it going? You know, it's like everyone's happy to see each other, and it's just like you're seeing each other all the time, but you still want to hang out and, you know, bullshit and have fun and, you know, do all the things with everybody outside of work and everything. But what I told people, and, you know, some people have been asking me about the program, and people, you know, would see like transitions and changes I made in my life and everything like that. But they're like, how is it? Is it like so positive all the time? And I'm like, no, there's a great happy medium. Like, it's not just good morning, how are you? You know, it's like, it's not that annoyingly positive thing. It's like, it's like everyone's positive, but everyone's giving each other shit too. I mean, you know, it's a fun locker room environment, but it doesn't get like mean or anything. But it's just that good, happy medium. I don't know a better way to say it, but yeah, if you were to come to the crib and everything, and like, you'll get it really quick. Like, we're all teasing each other, we're all having a good time, but it is positive, but it isn't like just, oh my god, it's just everybody needs to stop smiling. No, it's good though. It's really good.
Nice. Yeah, I kind of always wondered that, like, you know, how that is, because again, like I said, most of us don't have that many positive support you know, around us, where we have to go outside of you know, our city, state, wherever we're at. So yeah, just wondering that. So sweet.
No, that's awesome. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Yeah, man, it's going to be sweet, going to be a blast, so I look forward to it. So, yeah, thanks for taking my call, and Mike, I hope everything's going well with your dad. Still sending those positive thoughts, brother.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you calling, brother. I'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, guys, thanks.
Take it easy.
Right,
and Garrett, I can't talk to you without talking about this. We talked about the crib, we talked about Stevie, Jake, the documentary. You yourself have had your own personal, like, big transformation with DDP Yoga in your life. Diabetes, weight loss. Tell us all about what's going on, like, how you've transformed yourself.
So, you know, it's been about, I'd say, 2 years now. I met Dallas through a friend of a friend. And it was through that see, now, as I'm telling the story, we did get a Suddenly Stevie walking in my room right now, so I'm just letting you know that. So he's lurking. He's lurking right now. But, anyways, so yeah, I was my whole life and everything like that, it was like I was in the 300s. I can't remember the last time I wasn't over 300. So, you know, I think when I met Dallas, I was probably around 360, 380, somewhere right around there. And my buddy who had met him, they got me to come over for dinner. And Dallas was just like, hey, is this guy cool? Like, is he going to trip out or anything? Like, nah, actually, Garrett's chill. He's not going to, like, attack you or anything. So I came over to his house, and, you know, he made an awesome gluten-free dinner. And he wasn't doing sales pitch. He wasn't doing anything like that. He was just like, hey, bro, are you happy with your weight? I said, of course not. So then he brings out this huge photo album and just starts going through and showing me all these transformations. But the thing that really caught me was he was like going through every picture, but he knew everybody's name, everybody's weight loss number, where they're from and how he knows them. And I thought that was pretty cool. It wasn't just like, oh, this is, you know, picture A, this is picture D. You know, I mean, he knew everybody. So he actually gave me the program. He's just like, bro, if you do this, I'll give you the program. Okay. You know, take my pictures of Diamond Dallas Page, you go home, and then the program goes on my shelf. And then I get a call like 2 weeks later from a number I don't know. Hey, bro. You know, just like, you know, I'm like, oh, man, you know. He's just like, have you been doing the program? I'm like, yeah, a little bit. And he's just like, you know, and he goes, okay. He goes, like, I'm going to leave you alone, but just know that, you know, I'm keeping an eye on you. So, you know, I started doing it, and next thing you know, yeah, like, I think I lost maybe like 10, 15 pounds in the first 2 weeks. And it's just like, dude, I can totally do this. And at the time I was living with my roommate, Melly, and she's been ultra supportive in this whole process too and everything. And between having Dallas in Atlanta and then having Melly to live with and everything like that, it was like the perfect combination. And, you know, the next thing you know, I remember I called him. I was on a hike. I did like this 10-mile hike, which I would have never done. And it was basically to go up there to put up a sign saying that I hit the 100 pound mark. And I called him and he was really stoked and everything like that. And, you know, it was from there, you know, and the long story short, I'm probably just jumping all around and everything, but he needed some help on some DVDs with some editing and stuff like that. And I was like, my buddy's an editor. I don't know what I can do for you. So I made all these notes for him and everything like that and sent it to him. And like, I had to go to work after like a half hour of sleep and everything. And he wrote me back and he was just like, I'm always going to remember that. Like, you helped me out when I needed you. So I think that's always been in the kind of the back of his mind. But, you know, at one point I went from 365 and I got down to about 260 or so. So I was at about 100, 105. Now, when I came over to the crib, I may be one of the first people to actually gain some weight when I came over there. I think I was just overstressed, overworked. And Dallas actually sat me down. He's just like, bro, you need to take care of you. You know, like, you came over here for your journey. You need to, you know, take care of yourself. So, you know, I put a little bit of weight back on, but I've, you know, dropped some back down again. So it's just a matter of time before I hit my goal. And, you know, it's just, you're on a positive environment and stuff like that. So, but yeah, I'm still like right at the 90 pound mark that I've, you know, had off of me for like the last 2 years. So it's, you know, and I think it's been really cool for my friends and family to see that just because I, you know, I was the perfect example that I could tell everybody, like, if I can do it, anybody can do it. Cause I was such a lazy, lazy bum and everything like that. So, but yeah, it's been pretty surreal.
And that's awesome, man. And you talk about, you know, putting on a little bit of weight. You need to be realistic too, and we talk about that on the show all the time. You know, life happens, and I hate, and this may, I know a lot of people on Team DDP Yoga go this route, and I'm completely for it if it works for you, but I hate the, oh, I'm starting over, 2.0, the reboots and stuff like that, because you need to realize that life happens, and you're not always going to be at your goal weight all the time. Things are going to happen. As an overweight person, my weight fluctuates. There's going to be times where I'm completely screwing up, and there's times where I'm doing awesome. You learn from those experiences. And when you reboot your things, it pretty much negates all your experiences beforehand. So I say embrace it, learn from it, and you're killing it, man. You talk about your diabetes. You've made a huge dent in your diabetes too, right?
Yeah. You know, I was diagnosed with diabetes really early. It runs in my family. And I think when I was diagnosed, I must have been like 14 or 15. It wasn't too young, but it was still pretty young to be pretty scared about it. And, you know, it was like two of my granduncle and grand aunts, like one went blind and one had some amputation, you know, on their feet. And, you know, when you're growing up as a kid, that's what you're thinking diabetes is. And the research definitely wasn't there like 20, 30 years ago. So that was what I thought my fate was going to be. But then after doing, you know, DDP yoga and eating gluten-free, dairy-free, you know, I had a really bad plateau at one point. I think I was sitting at like 80 pounds for a long time. And Dallas just like, it's not about that. It's about, you know, the inches and the measurements that you lose. And then when I went to the doctor after a while, the doctor was just, you know, amazed. And we did some blood work and he goes, you know, if you keep this up for like the next half a year or so at the numbers that you have, you know, you pretty much have reversed your diabetes, which that's just mind blowing to hear something like that. So, you know, I still technically have it. My numbers are amazing right now, but like my med counts have gone, like I cut out probably about 60, 65% of my meds that I was on.
Nice.
Wow. That's horrible. Oh, go ahead, Rob.
I just had a thought. It's kind of off topic, but I just realized that I'm sitting here with two of the winners of Cancun Idol.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Oh my God. Oh, Garrett, we were pretty awesome. Didn't you lift me up after the performance? Were you one of the people that were under me?
I was not. I was rooting you on, but there was like Steve Doyle and all those guys were coming up. I think Ronnie Russell, all those guys. Because it was me, you, Ronnie Russell, and Kid Crazy.
Yes.
Oh, Kid Crazy, yes.
For those of you who don't know who we're talking about, we were talking about Mexico last year. There was a huge karaoke contest called Cancun Idol, and those were the four of us that entered the contest. And out of everybody, there was probably about 30 people who entered. All of the DDP Yoga people freaking tore down the house. There's something about us, something about the water in this DDP Yoga system.
But my favorite part about it was you just maintained that heel persona. I mean, you were just...
Oh, yes.
It was
Yeah, what Mike did, he decided he was going to be the heel rock star. So he was the heel rock star from the introduction all the way through to the elimination, everything.
Oh, yeah. He was booing the other contestants and giving thumbs down. It was great. He was, I think at one point, and maybe this is too... Maybe I shouldn't say this, but he was you were threatening pretty girls with their baby, you know, pregnancies and everything like that. I think at one point you did say that.
I think I did. I said, after the performance, I said, "You're welcome. You're all pregnant."
That's what it was.
I'll tell you what, Garrett. The seeing you go up there, I was like, you know, because you're kind of, you know, a laid back kind of guy, and you know, you're just kind of hanging out, and I was like, what's he gonna do? And you after you got off stage, I looked at Chris, I'm like, where the hell did that come from?
Well, I wasn't a band for 8 years. No, I was just a keyboard player, you know, but you know, I think that was the inner and I did Darkness, I Believe in a Thing Called Love, and there was a point where I thought maybe I nailed it, and then Steve showed me the footage, and man, that is definitely going in the archives and going in, like, I don't know. It was pretty rough, though. But I do have all of our performances.
Oh, my.
Well, no, I thought you killed it. I thought everybody did.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought you were awesome, man. That was badass. But there was a lot of people there who went up there and couldn't sing or couldn't perform. And the reason why I performed, like, overperformed, was to compensate for the fact that I can't sing a lick. But you kind of had a going there.
No, but you had the moves. You were doing the super kicks. You had the Axl Rose. You were doing the Mick Jagger. I believe.
No,
you.
No,
I
he was like
notes.
He was like Fat David Lee Roth all the way through.
No, that was good times though.
Yes.
And we're gonna be there again, July, and we're all gonna be there. Robert, you gotta get down there. I don't know. I don't care if you don't want to come or not. You gotta get down there because we're all gonna get there. We're gonna have a great time. Cancun Idol, I'm sure it's gonna happen again. You gotta be there. And DDPYogaRetreat.com for anybody who wants to get in on that. And Garrett's gonna be there, and I'm gonna be there. So there's gonna be some ridiculousness, you know, going down in general. So you're gonna want to be there, or you're gonna be missing out, calling in the show, saying I wish I was there.
Very true.
And
what he said.
That was an awesome point. I totally forgot about Cancun Idol. And the fact that Garrett has those videos is horrifying for me. Just keep those under wraps. And you have the Matt Foley videos, which by not Matt Foley, the Chop Challenge, which, by the way, you guys did an awesome job editing that together. It was kind of a mess in different pieces, and you guys did a great job putting that piece together. It came out awesome.
You know what I didn't like about that piece was I totally looked like the setup guy. I had no idea that was happening. It looked like I was setting you up.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Garrett's the one who cut me out completely. I'm pretty sure that was Garrett.
Was it?
You were in there. You were in there for the whole intro part.
Yeah, no, they cut everything I said. They cut me out, so I'm just standing next to you while you're talking.
Oh, nice. You're like my manager, Lackey.
That yeah. might be have to be taken up with Christopher Carey. I think that. Oh, which by the way, Chris Carey told me he was. There's a Facebook problem going on between you and him, because I think he has friend requested you a couple times, and I don't, it just hasn't connected. So he says the exact quote very nicely was, "You're dead to me." I didn't know how to take that, but that's what
Chris
I was
Chris requested
you.
Me?
Yeah, I think so.
Him right after Mexico, and I never heard back from him. I haven't gotten a text since, a friend request since.
Okay, well, I didn't mean to stir things up. I'm just a messenger.
Yeah. Oh, tell him to do it again, because I want to be his friend. That kid is the coolest kid on the planet.
No, he told me the same thing. No, you're dead to him. I'm sorry. It's too late, brother.
Oh, man. I totally didn't do it. I have, like, a ton of pending friend requests, because, like, my big thing now is I try to just, like, keep people that I know on my friend page, because it's gotten, like, so crazy. But I'll see you there, but I'll definitely have him send me another one. Sorry about that. I feel like a jackass now.
I didn't mean to make the show weird. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Well, I mean, not to avoid it, really.
I want to play a game with you, Garrett. And I thought this would be a fun game to play with you. I've been looking for somebody who I could play it with, and I think you're just the right guy. Has nothing to do with 40 Shades of Grey or anything like that. Nothing weird.
Good, good.
But we're going to play a game called DDP Yoga Crib Crew Whodunit. And basically is... I'm gonna give you a list of offenses in the DDP Yoga Crib house, and somebody is guilty of one of the following crimes, and you need to tell me who is the prime suspect.
I'm gonna say Stevie Richards for all of them. But go ahead, continue. All
right. Somebody in the DDP Yoga Crib crew ate the last gluten-free cookie and didn't throw away the package.
Oh, Dylan Freymeyer.
Freymeyer.
Freymeyer, who, all by right. the way, he's kicking ass right now. He's, like, just killing it right now.
I saw his pictures online. He's looking great.
He would have committed that crime, though, for sure.
Somebody finished the roll of toilet paper and didn't restock. Who done it?
That'd probably be me.
All right.
I want to know your information.
Well, I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, you know, I didn't want to come on here and just, like, kayfabe it. I mean, I guess we should be honest.
Well, no, I mean, there's, like, a mole in the house. Someone's talking.
Okay.
Somebody randomly popped out of nowhere and super kicked you in the face. Who done it?
Ooh, you know what? I'm not going to go Steve Richards. That's Michael Manna.
Nice.
Ooh, that's a good
there
point.
There we go.
Nice.
All right, here's a big offense, and this you might be selling somebody out here. Somebody snuck a non-crib-approved... gluten-full, GMO-loaded, dairy-rific, chocolatey treat when Dallas wasn't looking. Who done it?
Oh, man. That's some heat right there.
Tread carefully, Garrett.
Yeah, I know. Man, she's going to kill me. My current nutritionist, Christina Russell.
Wow.
Okay, oh man, I can just feel the other line just burning right now. Okay, let me clarify this. She has helped me immensely on my nutrition and everything like that. But at times, maybe I answered that incorrectly. Maybe this stuff is gluten-free, but there are times where she'll bring in treats, and it's just like, it's right there on the table, and I'm just like, how dare you? How dare you? You know, it's just like, I can't do that. But I don't know. Oh man, I'm gonna get such a dirty look tomorrow. And I sit right next to Christina, and I love Christina.
Christina is saying that they're gluten-free, so, yeah.
If we change that entire scenario to gluten-free, and you know what? I can't look right now, but I know my phone is buzzing with texts. I bet you that's Christina, but I'm not going to look right now. But let's change that last scenario to gluten-free, and then I'll put Christina on.
Okay. And this is the last one. There is a random cobra loose in the house in the DDP Yoga crib, and it's not Jake. Who did it?
I'm going to say Nathan.
Nathan. All right.
Well, now, do you guys know Nathan?
Yeah, I don't know him personally. I've never met him, but I've seen his presence online. I don't think we're friends because I have this weird thing. I don't friend request anybody. I wait for them to request me, and it's just... So I'm not friends with him yet, but if Nathan's listening, I would love to be your friend. I need more friends.
He's the daredevil. He breathes fire. He does a lot of the stunts and everything like that. He's crazy, but he's a good guy. But that would definitely be Nathan.
Was he the one that was on fire in the Halloween video?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, yes. He was legit on fire? Or was that like...
Yeah, he sets himself on fire.
Does he really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, oh go back God. And look at the Halloween video.
I saw that
video.
Halloween. I thought it was gimmicked. Yeah, like a editing or whatever.
Oh, they're not that good.
Crazy. Wow. All right, well, we're going to get back on some kind of topic here. Congratulations, you passed the DDP Yoga Crib Crew whodunit. I was looking for someone to find out this dirt, and you're going to have so much heat when you go into work tomorrow, man.
Oh, my God. Mike just
too
screwed
much.
You, Garrett.
I know. I know. Man.
But
why he doesn't have any Facebook friends.
Absolutely. We talked about some of your awesome moments since joining the crew. Talk about WrestleMania 30. You got a chance to go in there. Let's be honest. You were like me. You grew up watching Jake the Snake Roberts, Scott Hall, DDP on television. Talk about WrestleMania 30, being backstage at the big event and seeing Jake and Scott, you know, build their careers and their lives back from basically scratch going into the Hall of Fame. How was that for you to sit there and just witness that whole monstrosity of an event going on around you?
I mean, that's something I'll never forget. And because, you know, I've been to so many pay-per-views. I've been to about 3 or 4 WrestleManias before. But to go in with an entourage and to ride the buses with the crew and with the talent, you know, to be backstage, I mean, they had us on the floor watching WrestleMania. Then we can walk up to, you know, the skyboxes with all the friends and family and all the talents just hanging out in there. And then at one point, Dallas had me grab some, you know, some drinks, and we were racing downstairs to, like, the dungeon area of the locker room and the arena. And, you know, me and him are, like, fast walking. And all of a sudden, you know, you see Harley Race and you see Bruno Sammartino. And he's just like, hey, man, how's it going? Oh, hey, you know. And those guys love Dallas. They're just hugging him. Hey, how you doing? Everything. Hey, Garrett, this is Harley Race and Bruno Sammartino. Yeah, I definitely know. I mean, it was, like, surreal. So,
wow.
You know, to do that and, you know, I think what it was, too, is, you know, we all know the stories. We all, you know, it's a bad word around here, but Beyond the Mat, and then you saw Scott's E60 and everything like that. So, to see it all come full circle and everything, and then to be working for a company where 3 of the wrestlers that you work with are on that stage is just surreal. It was unbelievable that it happened. And I think to get goosebumps when they're saying you still got it and you deserve it and stuff like that, I mean, that was so awesome. It's what they wanted to do because both those guys had such amazing careers and everything like that, but they both didn't get to say, you know, they both didn't get to finish how they wanted to. Now, whether or not they go back and do some stuff and everything like that, it was the proper way to go. So it was something amazing just to, and, you know, going to WrestleCon with all of them and, you know, doing all these other things, just every event that you're at, just seeing how much people were just so happy for them. I think that's what it was too. More so than being at the spectacle and everything like that, just seeing how happy people were and just to tell them, man, this is, you deserve this. This is something we've been waiting for. You know, that was pretty awesome.
It was an amazing weekend, man. I have so many awesome, I mean, cause I missed the tail end of the WrestleMania stuff, but I have so many great memories from the Hall of Fame and all the other stuff that we did and getting to meet, you guys at the crew, the film crew that I had never met before.
Right, right. That was sweet.
It's pretty much Scott and Jake's stories were written. They were wrapped up. They were over, and it was a tragedy. Let's be honest with you. Jake had retired. Scott had retired. They were pretty much well out of the public eye, save a few appearances. To be able to, you know, take hold of yourself like that and rewrite your own ending, to go into the WWE Hall of Fame, the most esteemed Hall of Fame, and basically redictate your history. They pretty much rewrote the ending of their stories by themselves, by picking themselves up and deciding that this isn't the way I want to be remembered. And that's a huge deal. And there's a lot of people who wish they could do that throughout history. You know, looking back at people's lives and careers, I wish I had done it this way. Jake and Scott got to put that bow on top of their careers and their lives to pretty much salvage, you know, their memory in a lot of people's eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, this year, like in 16 days, Dylan and I are going to WrestleMania again this year, and we're going with Jake, and Jake's bringing his whole, you know, all the kids and everything like that. So, you know, it's going to be a great experience, anything like that, but nothing will ever, you know, compare to 30, just because it was just so much more sentimental and everything like that. And, you know, we were working our butts off in WrestleMania. Like, production, we were all over the place. You know, we had that House of Blues party, and
oh, yeah.
You know, so I think this time it's just going to be a little bit more. We'll have Dylan and I will be able to take things in more and just kind of relax and, like, you know, just sightsee a little bit more. But yeah, it's going to be great. But man, 30, that's just going to be a memory of a lifetime.
People don't realize when you're at these events in, like, Mexico at the DDP Yoga crew and all these events with Dallas and the concerts, and you guys are working, and you guys are working hard. You get to enjoy yourselves and have a great time at these events, but you guys have a camera in your hand. You're documenting everything. You guys are really busy at these things too.
Dude,
yeah,
I can vouch for that, man, because those guys, all you guys worked your asses off during WrestleMania, just every single day.
And we got some amazing footage. So in the end, it was just like, it was all worth it. And it's great to be able to reflect and have all that footage and everything. But yeah, I mean, there were times where it's like, okay, cool. Well, do you guys want to go to Bourbon Street? No, we just want to go to bed. You know, I mean, it was just like, go to bed at like midnight, 1, 2, wake up at 7, do it all over again and everything, which, you know, we weren't complaining about at all, but it was just, they were definitely full days.
Oh yeah. I mean, cause we, even when we went to Bourbon Street, you guys are still, you've got your backpacks and you're carrying all your equipment with you. I mean,
yeah,
even
yeah.
For having, you were still, you're still working.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I got to ask you, before we wrap things up here in a minute, you've been with DDP Yoga, you said, for about a year now, maybe give or take.
Mm-hmm.
You've gotten into a lot with the Jake documentary, WrestleMania. What is your goals? What do you want to accomplish under the banner of DDP Yoga? I know you, I asked you this on an email, for the promo, but what are you looking to get out of this experience with DDP Yoga?
I mean, I feel like the whole company is about pay it forward, because Dallas took that chance on me. And, you know, it's weird that a lot of my friends and family, you know, I like to entertain, I like to make people laugh and anything like that. But in the last couple of years, for a couple of people to say you're an inspiration is weird. And it's amazing to hear, but at the same time, it's uncomfortable, because it's like, I'm just me. But at some point, maybe it struck a nerve with somebody that it was inspirational. 2014 was just an amazing year to be with DDP Yoga, but 2015, as hectic and busy as it is, you know, you have any major company, it would be an undertaking to do one of these things. But to have the Performance Center opening up pretty soon, and then having the app come out, I mean, we've been, Steve, Tyler's our graphic designer. We've been doing these morning conference calls, just trying to do beta testing and testing the app and everything. And, you know, it's coming out a little bit later than we expected, but it's just because the things that we want to do on this app are stuff that's never been done before. So we just want to make sure that it's perfected and that it's just going to be an amazing product. Cause if it does everything that it says it's going to do, it's going to be mind blowing. And actually, on Friday, we're going to start doing a little soft moving over to the Performance Center as far as production. So slowly but surely, in the next week or so, we're going to start transitioning out of the crib so that Dallas and Brenda can have their house back. And then we can start getting situated over at the Performance Center, which is really exciting.
That's awesome. And we talked to Ray Lloyd last week, Glacier. And he was telling us how, you know, ever since Dallas and him, you know, would run together back in the day, and Dallas was creating the DDP Yoga brand, he wanted, and like I said, Dallas isn't going anywhere. He's healthy as a horse, but he wanted this brand to far outlive him. And he's putting he's not just doing that, he's saying that. He's putting the plan in place to make sure DDP Yoga lives far longer than Diamond Dallas Page. And the future is bright for DDP Yoga, and it wouldn't be as nearly as successful without the great group of people that he surrounded himself with, the crew, and Steve Yu, and you, and Chris, and Nathan, and Dylan, and Christina, and Stevie. It's an amazing crew of people, and Robert, of course, Robert.
Right.
Amazing crew of people there that do amazing things, and the future is bright, and thank you so much for coming on the show with us today, man.
Oh, no, thank you guys for having me. It was a pleasure. And to you, Mike, you do this thing every week. Thank you for, you know, always coming through with the radio show and putting it out there. It's a noble deed.
I appreciate it, man. And, you know, we'd love to have you on again, man. I could talk to you all day. We'll have to have you on a separate podcast and talk about pop culture randomness or something.
Oh, no, absolutely. I'm down.
Yeah. The three of us could talk wrestling for an hour.
Oh, that too.
Yes, absolutely. I'm working on something right now, a separate podcast from the DDP Yoga sphere that regards wrestling. So I'll talk to you guys about that later sometime. But thank you so much again, man. And I sent a friend request to Chris Carey, and I have no friend requests in my queue from Chris.
All right. We'll make this happen.
But thanks again, man, and keep kicking ass with your workouts and, you know, losing the weight and getting healthy, and give our love to everyone at the crib, and Duck, Stevie might be right behind you.
Well do. All right, boys.
All right, man, I appreciate it, brother.
No problem.
Thank
you. Brother.
And real quick, before we leave, I want to thank you guys so much, everybody who has been asking. My dad had a liver transplant this past Monday, and I've had so much support from listeners on the DDP Yoga crew. He's doing awesome, and I appreciate all your love and support and texts and emails and Facebook messages and all that fun stuff. So thank you guys so much for all the love you've given me the past couple weeks. And Robert, thank you so much, man, for getting on here and pulling the show together. It was kind of a train wreck at the beginning, but you're awesome, and you got everything going again.
No problem. I appreciate you picking up the ball for me when I dropped it and kicked it and punted it.
It's all good, man. I appreciate you, and I'll talk to you soon. And until next week, Stacey Morris will be back with us next week, I believe. Right, Robert?
I think it's the week after, but I don't know.
Okay. We'll figure it out. Stacey may or not be here with us, but until next week, remember, every day you wake up and your air is full of lungs and blood pulsing through your vein, it's another chance to turn it all around. Every second we have here on this planet is sacred. Don't take it for granted. Stand up, move forward, never give up, never give in, ever again. For Robert McLaren, I'm Mike Mullins. See you guys.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.